burger.
Sweet.
Are you at the animated short?
Yeah, they already announced it. Did you get to that?
Yeah. I'm up to there. Shout out Divine Joy Randolph.
Yeah, we knew it. We all kind of knew it. You know what I mean?
What? Don't we hate Yoko? Don't people like? Isn't she the reason the Beatles broke up?
Classic me blaming a woman on the failures of a male dominated.
You're ahead by like 2 seconds.
Spider-Man.
All right, it's Spider-Verse, but
I feel like this is gonna win.
It might win. Boyne the Heron might take it.
I didn't love it.
It was too weird. I couldn't totally get into it. Didn't see that.
Which montage are you on right now?
Animated feature.
Okay,
but
Robot
Dreams one.
Okay, I'm on Nimona. You're ahead of me.
Oh, you're a little behind. Uh-oh.
Yep. Uh-oh. That's not
here,
great.
I'll mute it. Well, we just might be reacting a little bit in front. Oh my goodness! I saw what it is. Did you see what it is?
Wow, the boy in the
hand. Wow. He didn't even show up again. He didn't show up for when he won for Spirited Away.
They're both just like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
it's good,
kind of baller of Hayao Miyazaki's just like, yeah, I'm not going to show up to this award show. When you know Lord and Miller are up there front and center. Well, probably because everyone's like, oh, it's Hayao Miyazaki's last movie.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, we get it.
All right, we are back.
movies are back.
More things.
There were some good moments. Like, that was them talking.
Yeah, I like.
It looks beautiful. It's got, but
Mark Ruffalo's funny in it, too.
Mark Ruffalo's great. I also feel like the camera and cinematography, it felt kind of flashy to be flashy.
Mm, that's a lot of his movies, though. Like, have you seen The Favorite? That's a lot of it. Not so much in
I haven't seen The Favorite. I've seen The Lobster. I don't feel like it's that.
No, it isn't.
I feel like in his last two films, this and The Favorite.
Yeah, dude,
adapted screenplay.
I'm gonna like mute you when you announce.
You're what?
I'm gonna mute you. Like for like 5 seconds. You're like literally 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah, right.
Like,
as we'll mute ourselves before they answer it too.
Answer.
All right.
No, I can mute you. It's okay.
This adapted screenplay, so this would be Oppenheimer.
Are you watching it on YouTube?
Probably.
TV?
Oppenheimer. I think Barbie, American Fiction.
American Fiction. It was the end.
Four Things. Yeah, I know. I don't know.
American Fiction. Strong beginning.
I didn't love all of the family drama stuff. All the stuff with the book. I was like, I want more of the book.
Maybe it would have been chaotic like that. More so, yeah.
And maybe I'm just totally missing the subtext, and I'm the reason why.
I got really upset. It was like, you were being. I was near the end. I was like, it's probably a 4-star movie. And then instantly the ending, I went, no, this is 3.5 now.
I was kind of going the same way too. I liked the ending. But I kind of wish that it would have, I don't know.
The ending was meh for me for American Fiction, but yeah. I thought it was really funny. I liked American Fiction overall.
Mm-hmm.
I like the performances.
I haven't seen Melissa McCarthy forever, I feel like.
I know. She was in a movie that was like where she was like a plagiarist or something like that.
No, she was in The Little Mermaid, but I never saw
it. I watched 15 minutes of it, and I was like, maybe next year I'll try again.
That is better.
Do we have any more of those live action Disney movies this year? We have that Mufasa one at the end of the year from Barry Jenkins, but
I'm getting tired of it.
That's right. This one's good. I think Anatomy of a Fall is going to win.
Really?
Holdovers.
This is a
holdovers. Let's go holdovers. Okay, I'm going to mute you guys. And that's the announcement. Okay, hop on.
Mute us. We're going to. Okay, Maestro. We'll figure out a better way to do this. Okay, yeah, we'll just not look at. Wait, TC. Okay, May December. Oh, May December was good.
I liked May December.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It was uncomfortable, but it was really good.
Yeah. Ah, this movie was great. Oh, is this original screenplay? Are they doing both? Oh, they're doing original screenplay. Oh,
that makes more sense.
Oh, because I was like, what the heck?
Adaptive.
Okay. Oh, yeah, an anime ball. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good movie. I was kind of holding out there that maybe we would have gotten Past Lives, because Past Lives was really, really good.
Keeks, you called it. Anatomy of a Fall.
Sure did, baby.
You sure did.
Good script, man. It's good script.
I need to watch that. I was thinking either Holdovers or Past Lives. That was my... Those were my predictions.
Strong category for original. There's not really one in there that you could single out to be like me. So, okay, so that was original screenplay.
They're kind of moving along the Oscars. They're really trying to... I mean, yeah. Granted, they still have performances to do and whatnot. But I like the earlier start time. Do we like the earlier start time?
I think it's good. Yeah, I think a nice little early start time. It just helps to speed things up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is Jack mad?
Oh, Spider-Man went not winning.
Oh.
It's lame.
Yeah, I did not. I know this is original screenplay, not animated, but going back to animated, man, that Spider-Verse movie is so great.
And they got another movie to prove them wrong.
Yeah, well, that one's going to get nominated for Best Picture, I'd imagine.
Probably.
They'll get.
Would you think so? I mean, it's going to be, I mean, who knows? I don't know. Hopefully it's good, but I mean, they're 2 for 2 right now, so I have a hard time imagining the next one isn't going to be as good.
How funny is it that Hayao Miyazaki didn't even show up? Like, he's known about this for 2 months and was like, nah, I'm going to stay in Japan. Nah. I'm going to keep cooking on this next
one. Maybe he saw Spider-Man. He's like, there's no way I'm going to win.
That could be it, honestly.
Dang, these are Anatomy of Fall and Zone of Interest are the two I want to see so bad.
Mm-hmm. And they're both really good. Anatomy of the Fall, every single like actor, even the dog, has like award-worthy moments in the film. That kid is so good in it. Plays like this blind kid who stumbles upon his dad and like finds him dead, and that's what starts up the movie. Oh, they did it! So the whole half of the what goes on in Anatomy of a Fall is it happens while the dad is playing like a steel drum version of P.I.M.P. by 50 Cent. Yeah. All right, adapted screenplay. It looks like it's American Fiction, right?
I don't know. Okay, back to muting you guys.
Okay.
See you in a bit. I'm gonna try my other streaming service, see if that catches me up.
All right. Yeah, this
but American Fiction. I don't know. I didn't know
the premise until just a few weeks ago. And, like, I was like, you're kidding me. That like
this scary. If Oppenheimer wins Best Adapted, I think they get 10 awards tonight.
Well, why wouldn't they? It's phenomenal.
I mean, Oppenheimer's got to win, right?
American Fiction has been winning all of them, so I would be really surprised. I would take it, man. I would those musical cues too. The script's pretty good for Barbie. It's fine.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it's a good. Those spherical lenses are so cool.
They're cool. I think everything about this movie is cool, except for the story.
Except for a man is writing a coming-of-age story for a woman.
All right, Oscar goes to... American Fiction. Right. Listen, man, it's not my first rodeo, baby.
You're calm. You're good. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
It's got some good moments in it.
American Fiction, man.
This is this guy's first film, too.
Dang.
He worked in TV. Oh, that Riz Ahmed?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Academy Award winner Riz Ahmed. He won for a short film that he helped make a few years back, which was not the best of the short films of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, I'm kind of bummed.
Okay.
It was good. I liked the movie. It's just the ending, really. It was like, oh.
Handsome guy. What does Honey think about the win?
Honey, what do you think? She's down for it. She's all good.
Jerry's Ling by Becky. So, okay. Well, I didn't get Spider-Verse right. I had Spider-Verse, but I didn't get that right for animated. Dang it.
Man, I feel like every year it's who's gonna win versus who you want to win. You know?
I know.
And that's what it is always.
Every year. It's the eternal struggle of, yeah, how do you pick these? And this year I picked based on what, but honestly, it felt like animated was going to be Boy and the Heron, even though I was...
Yeah, I'm not surprised about it. I mean, I am surprised, but like...
All right, I'm pausing it until the next one, the recording at least. We'll resume it. What is this on? What is this for? Best hairstyle.
Best supporting actor. Best supporting. I called
makeup
it
and hairstyle. Makeup and hairstyle.
Oh, is it makeup and hairstyle?
Yeah, makeup and hairstyle. That was great. Oh, that would.
Oh,
be...
I thought it was best supporting actor. Okay, what are the nominees?
The makeup. He looked just like him too. It's actually pretty nuts. Good makeup in that one, and it really helps.
I could see Poor Things win it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I bet Poor Things will win.
Yeah. All right. Poor Things?
There it is.
Okay. Nice.
That's deserved. I mean, it looked great.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was going to be Maestro. Just because, like, you remember when...
Poor Things makes sense.
The Academy does love, or you think, like...
Geeks,
old,
what,
like
what,
yeah, like The Darkest Hour, Gary Oldman.
What, that's exactly what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they love to give the actor looks just like the person they're playing.
Yeah.
They love to give that one best hair. But this is a good choice. I like it. I like her hair in it. I think it's very pretty.
Very long.
Geeks, what'd you think about Maestro?
It looks really good, but like, I don't know. I walk away and I was like, wait, I don't really know.
Yeah, I saw your review.
Anything about Leonard Bernstein still. So,
which is a good point when you walk away from a biopic and you have to go look it up. So I feel like it's like,
kind
of missed something.
I probably could have paid attention more, but it didn't feel like it was mainly like about him and his wife and kind of their struggles. It wasn't about, this is the music he composed and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you imagine spending like 2 hours a day putting makeup on Willem Dafoe? I heard a very interesting fact about Willem Dafoe this week. I was watching a Paul Schrader interview. Apparently, Willem Dafoe
is a
big hog guy.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe, big penis.
I knew instantly what you were about to say, and I was like, I bet this is the rumor. The Passion of the Christ.
And they've like all confirmed it. They're like, yep, he's got a big one.
I'm pretty sure I watched an interview where he even said that. He's like, yeah, they had to get someone else, some little more. I was like, dang.
Oh, and production design.
Barbie.
There's some good ones. Barbie's good. I like Poor Things. I think Poor Things to production design was cool. Kills of the Flower, that was nuts. Kills of the Flower Moon had really good production design. And Jack Fisk is a legend, too, in production design.
Napoleon did. I actually...
Did you like Napoleon?
Oppenheimer was cool. I liked Napoleon. It just was... His life is way too big to fit into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's too much going on, and for them to squeeze in the time that they did.
All right, TC, who's winning?
Poor Things.
Oh, you're killing it.
Called it.
Man.
Slap me back in, baby. Well, the thing is, though, is it's like they created their own world for it. Like, the rest of those was like recreations of things that exist. They kind of had to do their own thing with Poor Things.
I don't know, but Barbie did have a good production.
Well, that's not part of the production design. Isn't necessarily part of the CG. It's just what did they build, and I'm sure it like goes in like how it combines with it. But
what did they build?
I'm shocked.
Like the towns and stuff. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
You know what I think really hurt Barbie is if the whole movie took place in Barbie land, it's a totally different thing. But when they go to California,
the California stuff's rough. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not even like it's much worse, but it is noticeable that the effort has kind of gone,
this movie, it's throughout the entire thing. That makes more sense. Yeah. You've swayed me. Like, look at that.
Hey, do I think it's the best? I mean, honestly, you could have given it to any one of them, and I would have been cool with it. Especially with all the effort they put into that Barbie land stuff.
It was cool. Love how he's rocking sideburns.
Yeah, he looks real 70s.
Bringing it back.
Gosh, that Yorgos guy is a weird guy. Dang, they are blowing through this thing. Feels like it generally has taken forever to get to these different points, but I feel like we're going to get a 3-hour show.
Yeah, that is. That's a good one. Costume design?
Is it? Oh, wow. Damn. Oh, my God.
He's probably got like a little
thing on. Yeah, a little thing on.
Heck yeah.
For them to actually go this far.
I like John Cena.
That's crazy.
John Cena is, he's a funny guy. He's a good actor.
Dude, he is jacked.
This man. Rocks.
Good.
This is so good, man.
Oh, man.
I hope he turns around. Is he going to turn around?
That would be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Can we get a little cheek?
I got Killers of the Flower Moon winning this.
I think it's Poor Things again. I know. I'm going to be that guy, but...
Damn, Kimiko.
There's no reason for this.
Vindicated. Man. I am selfish. I am wrong.
I am wrong. I am right. I swear.
The Oscars are a horrible thing to bet on now because, like, you kind of know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. So, Poor Things is racking it up. Do they take Best Picture?
No. Do you remember last year, All Quiet on the Western Front won like four technical awards?
Yep.
Yeah.
But they got locked out of everything else.
Yeah. Is that kind of what happens right now? Well,
I think so. They'll get some of these fun little ones that like the Academy can give out. And like some of the costumes are cool. Again, I think they give it to them because they invented this new kind of like costume world language for the film.
Yeah.
Man, what a great bit with John Cena. That was so good.
That was really good.
That was funny.
All right. Well, I'm going to pause it again, the recording. Here's to the next one. Where's Kennedy?
Oh, she's upstairs getting cleaned up.
This one looked really cool, actually. It's playing at the Broadway right now. Perfect Days, I've heard, is good. That's the new Vin Vendors.
So I just sound like a lot. Of
yeah, that. I've heard good stuff. By the guy that did Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Ooh, nice 4x3.
That's cool.
Yeah, Zone good movie, interest. Man. Zone of Interest.
I really want to watch it.
It's
haunting.
It's dark, man.
Scary.
All right.
I mean, the Zone of Interest wins, right?
Zone of Interest. Yeah. You know what's stupid about the International Feature Award? The filmmaker doesn't get the award. The country does.
Oh, the country?
The country does.
Really?
Yeah, Zone of Interest.
So, I mean, I'm sure it's something like they might, but like, yeah, it technically goes to the country.
Wow. Okay. That's weird.
Good movie, man. Freaking Zone of Interest. Haunting movie. PG-13. Do you know that thing is PG-13?
Really? Geeks, did you watch that in theaters or at home?
It is dark, man. It is. Oh, my gosh.
Did you watch that at theaters, Keeks?
No, we watched it today. We rented it, and I guess we bought it. You can only buy it.
Wow.
Yeah, if you want to watch it, we own it.
Yeah, so well, if you want to...
Jack has me on Flixify.
Oh, that Flixify thing is nuts.
It's great, and it's on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'm going to...
Have you been watching stuff on it?
I watched Poor Things on there. That's finally... I've been wanting to see Poor Things for so long, and finally it came out on there, and I was like, oh, it's my chance. And
on what? On Netflix
like
or what?
I need to watch it.
It's a service called Flixify.
Oh.
Jack has, like, a bunch of people on it, and I paid them, like, $9 for the entire year, and we have access to, like... literally any movie you can think of for free.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Like, it's honestly nuts. Like,
all right, so who are they giving the award for now?
Wait, did they add it?
Did they?
Really? Did they?
Did they do stunt? Wait, shut up.
Oh, bro.
Did we not even talk about it? Oh,
I
hear like a montage.
Did they add it?
That's awesome.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's so funny. You were literally just talking about it. Man, that one is nuts. That Ben Hur part scene.
I think they don't do stunts like this stuff anymore, though. I mean, like
unless you're
like really crazy. Yeah, unless you're Tom Cruise.
Oh, that movie rocked. Did you see RRR?
No,
dude, still have not seen that. Good, man. All right, John Wick.
Oh,
no, but it was. Yeah, I don't think the award was there because we would have covered it if it was in the award. That stinks.
Maybe, but I wonder if it's coming.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Is that Danny DeVito?
It's coming next.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's I guarantee. I know those silhouettes anywhere
for twins. All right, best supporting actor. Is there a chance it's not Robert Downey Jr.?
I don't know.
And if there it is, who is it?
It's RDJ. I've been calling him since last year.
Who the
since the movie came out.
I don't know who the other people are.
I do want RDJ to win.
It was such a great year.
Tim Ryan.
Hi, Greeny. Christoph Waltz has two.
For what? He has it for
Inglourious Basterds and Django.
Oh, is it both?
I do like this new feature that they're adding in with the previous winners.
Yeah, it's cool.
A little speech.
It used to be like that from what I remember. Like, they used to do it like this, I think. But I want the montage.
Right. They did used to do that.
Dang, Mahershala Ali, handsome guy.
Hey.
Cute Ki Kwan. He's good in that movie last year. He's really good in Everything Ever All at Once.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. to me is the strongest one.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny is the supporting wins are going to come from initials having R, D, and J in them. Robert Downey Jr., Davine Joy Randolph.
Huh?
Sam Rockwell's comment.
Yep, Cena's actually naked. There's a behind the scene picture
of them are like
on Twitter. He's literally naked,
but he's got to be wearing one. They have these like it'll cover.
He might got a little penis cover on Sam Rockwell.
He is Iron Man. Like I see him, I'm just like he's so cool.
They like redesigned the character in the comics to kind of look like him. Too. Yeah. I mean, like not like redesigned him. He looked like him from the comics, anyways. But they just blend together.
Actually, I could see him maybe winning.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
De Niro. Could see it too. He's the only other one I think that could win it.
Robert De Niro doesn't even look like he wants to be.
Yeah,
there.
He looks pissed. Well, he looks upset.
Like it's like I want to hang out this Sunday night.
I miss when he had the longer slicked back hair.
He looks so.
Ooh, did he just slip up? Did Tim Robbins just slip up? Listen, I get that we want to just congratulate them, but show
Tim
people
Robbins
the clips.
Do they know before? Do those people know?
I don't think so.
I think he
hasn't been in anything in a while though.
Nothing big. No. Last thing I thought him in was that Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of that movie, but that boyfriend character stinks, man. The worst part of the movie. And probably the reason why we won't get a sequel, even though it set up interesting stuff for a sequel.
Yeah, I wanted to see Edward Norton.
TC, did you watch Alita Battle Angel? I thought we reviewed it on the pod. We didn't.
No, I never watched it. But I do like Christoph Waltz. He's been... He's similar to what's his name? Michael Fassbender.
I literally was gonna really say, you say Michael Fassbender.
Really good actor and kind of some stinky movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Ruffalo's good in Poor Things. I don't think he'll win.
Though, yeah.
No. I think it's RDJ, Robert De Niro.
Either of those two. I feel so strong about Robert.
Best actor. You can see Willem. You could barely see him in the background. Jerry, you're a good boy. His tail's going nuts.
Robert Downey Jr. blew me away with his performance.
Yeah. Did you know that Oppenheimer
never once said he. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What a full circle comeback. I mean, like, you know, he was a little bit of a pariah.
RDJ, let's go.
He really,
sheesh.
For his tale from drugs to come back, like, he's awesome. You know
this is his first Oscar win, correct?
Away from drugs. He went to a Burger King and he said, I had the worst burger I've ever had. It was so disgusting. I sat there and went, what am I doing with my life? And so he credits Burger King.
He only flubbed one.
Wow. What a moment. 15 awesome. Years of... Messi. Honestly, that dog in Anatomy of the Fall legitimately gives... like a top 15 performance all year. There is a specific moment where you're like, how is this dog doing this?
Everybody's talking about the dog from Anatomy of a Fall. It's I want to watch really it just good. Because of the dog.
That museum.
Wow.
Is
so cool. That museum.
Tanner,
oh.
we gotta when we do the SFT Disney trip, we gotta go to the Academy Museum.
Down.
I don't know.
I'm in.
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. The stars of Twins. Danny DeVito's comedic timing is so unbelievably good. This has been a fun show.
It's been a
good show. There's been a handful of this movie was long and boring, but not as much as last year.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, visual effects. Godzilla?
But yeah.
Godzilla?
With the lowest $15 million budget.
That's a pretty good bit.
Oh, I forgot about the creator. The
creator was good too. I mean, I kind of hope it's the creator.
There's Godzilla.
Sheesh. 15 visual effects artists on Godzilla. That's it. Isn't that nuts? I mean, Guardians looked pretty good. You know, I'm not going to sit.
Yeah. No.
Was
I the only one that saw this and didn't really care for this movie? And I was kind of disappointed.
Like
everyone really liked it. And I was like.
No, I kind of get what you're saying. Fallout was unbelievable. So to follow it up with that one, it does feel a little lackluster.
It felt very.
Godzilla?
Very like.
I'm saying Godzilla.
It probably is Godzilla.
I think it might going to be the creator, but I'm going to say Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Wow!
There it is. They have little Godzilla action figures.
Oh my gosh!
They all have Godzilla action figures.
Let's go, Godzilla.
How far behind that? Did you just hear? I'm close. We got to figure out what's the best way we can do this so we're not spoiling the.
You gotta rewind 5 seconds if you can.
Rewind. Okay, Bibi, do you want to see if we can rewind?
If you can.
Or why don't we pause? Let's pause.
If you pause for 5 seconds, that will be great.
Okay, there we go. Let's try it now.
So pause it right when they start speaking.
Okay, right when he gets the thing up and he starts speaking.
Okay, he's unwrapping his paper.
Okay, let's go.
He's about to speak right. Right now. Okay, yeah, he's talking right now.
I think we got it.
That's cool.
Are you watching? Keeks, what are you watching? Are you watching on YouTube TV?
Oh, we're watching on Xfinity with my mom's account.
Oh, shout out Dana.
Yeah, Dana's shout out my mom. Oh, and I don't think you noticed, all of their shoes have little Godzilla heels.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. You can kind of tell, but yeah, it's like little Godzilla paws. No, turn the music off! Turn the music off!
The heck?
Oh, is that the Toei guy? I think that was the Toei Studios creator.
Oh,
wow, this is unbelievable. What a win. They're playing the montage now, or they're just about to.
Okay, you guys are a little ahead of me.
Which is weird, because we got it pretty synced up, it seemed like. Going to pause it one more.
Okay, I'll tell you when to pause it.
Tell us when they say Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay, I saw it right now.
Okay, go for it.
And they're revealing Oppenheimer right now. Okay, I think we're synced up.
Did you just see Poor Things?
Just saw Poor Things.
Okay.
Yep.
And now he's opening the envelope.
Yep, just heard Oppenheimer.
Bam. Yeah. Oppenheimer, okay, do you want to pause it one more time? Let's see how long. I kind of think that like our stream just might, I don't know why. I don't know why we can't get it in line with yours.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube TV. So remember our subscription for YouTube TV?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still using it, but it's not charging me. Like I can watch ESPN, I can watch ABC. but I haven't gotten a bill, so I have no idea.
Wow! Surprised. I didn't think.
Okay, there's been movie. This. There's been this.
You didn't think it was editing?
I was. I watched the video that got me hooked. That made me do some changes to Till Death because of the holdovers.
So there's been a trend. Film holdovers, editors, some film
stuff,
editing,
brings back some a lot of vintage stuff that I was like, they're 100% right, and it works so well.
Interesting.
I think Oppenheimer deserves it. Regardless, still, but my money was on holdovers after watching that because it was like, yeah, no one. I feel like this is kind of new, or like not new, but bringing it back.
Recording stop. Want to keep going?
Oh yeah.
Is that who?
All right. What did they say this next one was? Oh no, they did supporting act. Is it best? No, who is it?
I think.
They did editing. If you could present, TC, I want to know your opinion on this as well. If you could present an award for the Oscars, real or one that you make up, what would it be?
Best comedy movie would be my one that I would like to do.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, best comedy.
Best comedy, yeah.
I think mine would be best fit, which is different from costume. This would just be, yo, this guy, this person really had it on in this movie. I always like when they cut to the directors who've just been doing this so long and they know how to play with a bit. See, look at him. He just knows. He's so good at it.
This has been a pretty funny bit. They've had some good bits here. You're welcome, King McKinnon. I know it is.
I want the Barber of Little Rock because we lived in Arkansas. Oh, that's cool. Last Barber of Little Rock. Whoa, dang it. Oh, cute. Look at this little girl. Is she going to go up there?
Nice.
Are we ahead of you still?
I haven't seen any of these documentaries.
Yeah, I haven't either.
You're probably like still 2 seconds ahead of me. She's walking down the stairs right now in the blue dress. It's a cute dress. Oh,
she's lovely. Look at her. That's so cute. That's good boy, Jerry. That's a good guy. Look at the little smile. He's got a little smile. There's never been a dog who's been more loved in the history of the world than Jerry. Good. Except for maybe Honey.
Oh, Honey's loved. Okay, the guy's talking right now.
Okay. So if you're like part of it, but not really part of it, you sit up in the balcony, it looks like. So like guests and stuff. All right, I'm going to pause the recording again. All right, we're re-resuming. Documentary feature. I don't think I've seen any of these. I made it a point to see all of the Best Picture nominees, but this one looked interesting. She's
love the sweet film.
Oh, this one I heard is very fascinating. It's this one. This one's winning. 20 Days of Mario Pool is absolutely winning.
Too, yeah.
I've heard it's gnarly. 20 Days of Mario Pool. Lock it in.
Yeah, you call the Keeks.
Okay. Bibby, will you pause it again?
You're an animal.
Live playback has been stopped. Oh, well, tell us when you are. Oh, do we have to rewind it then? Oh, tell us when he's talking.
Oh, sorry. You're still like 2 seconds ahead of me because when you said Mario Paul, that's when it showed
up. Okay. Do you want to hit play? We'll see. It's probably, maybe it's caught up now. I don't know. Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, dang. That's nuts. This is a brave guy right now. Dude, I would be so scared up on that stage right now talking about this stuff. All right, I'm going to pause it again. Zendaya, baby, we're back. Oh, buddy, down. Buddy, you got to get down. We love you. Is this director?
No.
Oh, cinematographer. Oh, okay, cinematographer. Already? All right, so it's absolutely going to be Hoyta.
Man, we've really cooked through this.
Hey, buddy. Looked good. Maestro looked nice too, honestly.
Really good.
Yeah. Hoyta! Give it to us! Give it to Hoyta!
You can see four things win.
No, no shot.
But I don't want
I would be blown away if it did. Hoyta, you coward. Yes! Let's go! Frick.
I've
got it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're gonna.
So sorry.
I gotta mute it again.
Oh, dude, don't worry about it. It's just it is what it is. But Oppenheimer won, everybody, for cinematography.
Disappointing.
I don't know why you're like 5 seconds ahead of me.
I'm gonna you know what? For the next ones, I'm gonna mute it. And you will react.
I'll mute you guys.
Well, no, because we have to mute it. Because if you mute just mutes yours.
No, I know. I can mute you on my computer like that.
Oh. Were you like hit that? Oh, wait. Can I unmute you? Oh.
No, I'll just mute my volume on my computer. Okay, Oppenheimer, they're getting the big rewards.
Yeah, here we go. What a makeup for the fact that he wasn't even nominated for Nope last year.
Oh, did he do Nope?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did Nope. Who's the best cinematographers right now in the game? Him, Fraser, and Deakins.
Yeah, those three.
Is that the big three?
Yeah, those guys are gonna win every year for the next however long they're working.
I love Tarantino's guy. He's got the long.
Is it Bill? What's his name?
I think it's Bill something. He's great. Also, the guy that's been doing what's his face, The Remnant, Revenant.
Inuritu's guy?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, those three are, like, the popular answers, but they're right. There's a lot of other ones, too. Like, the guy that did Maestro, Lee Batik, his stuff is really good.
It's Robert Richardson.
Yeah, that's it. I was thinking Bill Pope. Bill Pope did like The Matrix and stuff. What is it?
These are the short films.
Oh, the shorts. Okay, so Wes Anderson.
It's gonna be.
Oh yeah, Wes Anderson.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I still have not seen that.
I haven't either.
I know. I need to watch that. It's on Netflix.
There it is.
All right, we're going dark. We're going. What a win. And he's not even there.
Wouldn't you be so pissed until Death got in and it's like, oh yeah, Wes Anderson's here too. And it's like, oh cool, so we're not winning.
No.
Legit, if I was any of the nominees this year, I'd be like, awesome. So we're not winning.
Nope. But hopefully we can get Hot Cheetos song. Didn't see this movie. Isaac loves this movie.
Hot Cheetos.
It works.
We interrupt this little break between awards to say, Jimmy Kimmel, please stop commenting on the length of movies as part of a joke.
Yeah, that's a little that joke is a little fatigued.
It's
like, we can see how long a movie is going to be with the run times.
Yeah, and guess what? I watched Cocaine Bear last year. That movie felt infinitely longer than Oppenheimer did in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Totally.
Gosh. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say. Oh, and we're back too, so maybe that works. Oh, just kidding. We're not. Frick. Okay, zone of interest. We forgot to resume the recording. Zone of interest won best sound. I have gotten a lot
over
of them
Oppenheimer
right.
Over Mission Impossible.
Hmm.
Is that over Oppenheimer Mission Impossible?
You just have to see it. When you see it, you're gonna be like, "Oh,
that I'll understand."
Yeah. Just because it's a very haunt. Like the movie kind of almost exclusively relies on sound as well.
I was gonna say, from what I've heard, it sounds like the sound is the biggest part of the movie.
It is. Yeah. Sound, the most important, the most underrated aspect of filmmaking is sound.
It is.
The hardest, the most important. Just almost an impossible thing to do. It is so hard to get good sound.
After this, they have to have John
Mulaney
host next year.
It's, he's so funny. He's so good, man.
Who's Ken? I think.
Is it?
I'm just Ken.
It is. Here's Ken.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my heck, yes. Billy Eilish laughing.
I mean, is there a chance that he wins best song?
Could he could.
Like is it a
this is catchy seemingly there.
Still is.
True.
This energy's popping.
I feel like it's gonna be a
right. He's
out of
right. Yeah. Over or under 5 years that he wins Best Actor? And the winner is Ryan Gosling for The Nice Guys.
This movie's so good. One of my favorites. I'm so sad they didn't make a sequel.
The Kennedy.
Holy slash!
Are you kidding? This is awesome.
This is amazing.
Man, he is electric.
Look at this and tell me it doesn't have a chance at winning, actually. Look at this. People are in it.
The camera guy!
No way.
Ryan Gosling has so much of the it factor. I think, like, God spilt the container into him and everyone was like, yo, did you mean to put that much in that guy? He's like, I can't fix it now, so...
I literally am,
that is that A-plus sweet, that performance.
Huh?
A-plus sweet, that performance.
That's, well, all right, everyone, the Oscars are now done. Our coverage is done. That's the end of it. Yeah,
that's what they should have ended the Oscars on.
That was fantastic.
Holy moly.
Great.
I've been having a great time. TC, what have you thought of the Oscars so far?
It's been good. I thought the bits have been really funny, and I'm just Ken. Great, great one. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
The only thing that can make this better, some Will Smith slap. So I don't know.
Something we are due for something like really unexpected.
Yeah.
And I think I don't want to totally throw it out there. I might do it right now.
What?
I think Emma Stone's getting Best Actress.
I think Emma Stone's getting Best Actress, too.
I could see that.
I think Lily. I think Lily Gladstone's going to take it.
I think Lily Gladstone should.
And I don't want to sound like that guy. I heard someone talking about it as well. Lily Gladstone does not feel like she's like a classic Best Actress nomination.
Like, she's not, like, the main character.
Because she's just not in it a lot. Like, she's not... Like, Poor Things is Bella Baxter's story. Killers of the Flower Moon is Leo's character.
The Killers,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like... I don't know. I understand what you're saying, but I feel like with her, every scene that she is in, though, is, like, super important.
Yeah.
And she's phenomenal in. And... don't know.
And that's the only reason why I think maybe people will not vote for her is because they'll be like, well, is she like, it doesn't feel like a lead performance. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, quality over quantity. She didn't have to be in the whole thing. When she is, she's awesome in it. So yeah. That being said, is my reason. If something weird happens, it's definitely going to be that Emma Stone win.
I don't understand how What's-Her-Face, Marriage Story supporting actress, Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she won that year for her 5 minutes in Marriage Story.
Who else was in there? Who else was up that year? It was probably if I remember right, it was kind of a weak year.
It was, who was it? There was someone I was like, how did they not win? Oh, Scott Johansson and Jordan Rabbit.
Oh, people don't like that movie.
Jordan Rabbit?
Yeah, people like industry people, like critics and stuff, like don't love that movie, which I think is weird. I love that movie. Yeah, great. Love Jojo Marriage Rabbit. Story? No, Jojo Rabbit.
Jojo Rabbit.
So, TC, I was doing I've gone through on Letterboxd and have updated my ranks of Best Picture nominees from the 89th Academy Awards to this most recent one. The 89th Academy Awards was 2015. 2015, here were the nominees for Best Picture. A really great year. La La Land, Moonlight, Arrival, Hell or High Water, Manchester by the Sea, Hacksaw Ridge, Lion, Hidden Figures, and Fences.
This is for the 89th.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, it did. I remember watching that award ceremony when they won.
Yeah.
The La La Land Moonlight.
Yeah, I'm gonna read you this one. This is, I think, maybe the weakest one of like the last 10 years. And it is the 91st Academy Award, which had Roma, Black Klansman, Black Panther, A Star is Born, Vice, The Favorite, Green Book, and Bohemian Rhapsody.
I didn't know.
Was that 2018?
Hmm?
Was that 2018?
Yes. Yes, 2018. Now, here's 2017. So this was the 90th Academy Awards. Get Out, Dunkirk. Oh, Oppie's coming back in.
Music.
Lady Bird, Three Billboards, Call Me By Your Name, Shape of Water, Darkest Hour, The Post, and Phantom Thread.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, there's no chance.
2019, though, is still my favorite Oscars.
Yeah, 2019's is unbelievable. You've got Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Irishman, Marriage Story, 1917, Joker, and Ford vs. Ferrari.
You know,
they're all AA+ movies.
I was debating on going back and fixing my thing because I was like, I really love The Holdovers. Maybe The Holdovers is my favorite movie of the year. But then every time I see scenes from Oppenheimer, I'm reminded that Holdovers is a more fun movie, but Oppenheimer, just the scale and the directing power and everyone in it, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I gotta go with Oppenheimer. It's so good.
Yeah, it is. It's a special movie.
It really is. I mean, it's the reason why I saw it three different times. I flew out to LA to see it in 70 IMAX. I mean, that tells you enough right there. It's probably the best one in my opinion.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, what are we getting here? Best song?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, best song.
Probably. Are we going to see Ryan Gosling up there again?
I hope. I would actually be nuts if his first Academy Award is for best song. Oh, she's in the new Wicked movie.
Well, yeah. Oh, they both are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Ariana is terrible at reading this teleprompter. Oh, my gosh.
Gets you a little worried about Wicked, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, yeah. Oh, is it Score?
Oh,
it's Score. Yeah, it's Score.
No, why? I love John Williams, but
no,
it's the same thing.
It's a good one. The Killers of the Flower Moon one is good.
Spider-Man didn't get nominated. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good score.
Oppenheimer. It's done. The jig is up. It's done. So lock it in. That's my guess. That's our guess. Poor Things. Poor Things was interesting, but no.
She liked it. It was cool.
What's up?
All right, TC, we're going dark. Give us your reaction when you see it.
Yep. There it is, Oppenheimer.
Bam. Second Oscar win for Ludwig Göransson.
What was his first?
What did he do? What was the other one? He got one for Black Panther?
Yep.
And he's a rising star.
I feel like that Black Panther win was.
Yeah, dude, his score for Oppenheimer rocks.
Are we there?
No, they denied it. Why did they ban him? I mean, I get that it was bad, but come on.
Who banned? Wait, what? Who got banned?
Will Smith.
Oh, he's not allowed in the Oscars anymore?
Thank you.
That's cute. Thank you for giving me guitars and drum machines instead of video games. We're going to buy our kid the $6,000 Super 8 camera. That is not me announcing Becky is pregnant, by the way. boring. I hope Ryan just snubs them. I hope Ryan is... you can't see him. Wait, maybe he's getting changed.
Wasn't this for Best?
Best song.
Best song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. How far away is she from the EGOT? She needs an Emmy and a Tony, I think. Her eyes are crazy. Paul Walker?
Yeah, what? Like
he's just a big Fast and Furious guy. Wow. Congratulations to Margot Robbie for being a stunning human being.
Yeah.
Who? Billie Eilish has another Oscar for, was it last year?
No Time to Die. So what was it?
That's it.
Yeah. I like that song too. It's a good one.
That is a good song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My favorite Bond song is.
How many? What does Billie Eilish have like a lot of albums? I don't know much about her. Does she do just a lot, mainly like singles?
No, I mean, she's got good albums too. She won like 6 Grammys the other year, like 2 years ago.
Jeez.
She's good. All right, we're going back on pause. All right, we're winding down.
I hope Paul wins.
Yeah, it's killing. Wouldn't that be crazy if Paul wins, though?
It would be really cool, Paul.
I want Paul G. Give me Paul G.
Because I feel like...
Nice.
Maybe Kellyanne, but I think...
Oh.
What a lineup.
Hey, okay, Brandon Fraser, yeah. Matthew McConaughey. This is a...
Here's the thing. The best one you could get, though, Jack Nicholson. If you could get Jack Nicholson up there to do it, oof.
I think my all-time favorite Oscar speech is Matthew McConaughey's 21. Oh. So good. Mm-hmm. Such a great speech.
Hey, Matthew McConaughey, give me a good monologue here.
Oh, I love Brendan Fraser. He's always, like, gonna cry. Like, you can just tell how much he loves... I don't know if it's just being himself.
Very genuine.
Yeah, very genuine.
Oh, man.
Wow, this has been a great one. This has been a great Oscars. My goodness.
Hey, all right.
I love Nicolas Cage.
Maestro, I think the biggest flaw I can give Maestro is it's like very clear that this guy played dress up to become this guy for the movie. It doesn't, I don't know. Oh, Jerry, give us a good little stretch there. Good boy. Will you come? Mm-hmm. Come on.
I'm so torn. I want both of them to win, but just like...
I think that's all he says.
Like Killian's going to have...
He's got it. Yeah.
He's going to win others.
Killian?
Yeah.
I think Paul Giamatti will win others. I don't know.
He's so young. I'm not saying...
Can I put you guys on mute?
But...
Huh?
Can I put you on mute?
Okay. We're gonna shut off the mic too.
This is a big one.
All right. Okay. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
The train keeps
Cillian Murphy.
Huh?
Cillian Murphy. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Awesome. Think it's the right choice.
We all knew it, but my heart wanted Paul G.
We got to text Eric Nolan. Big, big win for Ireland today. Oh, yeah, you know Eric, too.
I did not know Killian was Irish.
I was like, I know an Eric from Ireland.
He's got an accent.
For better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I'd really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Yes!
Yeah! So
baby!
Yeah. Yep, yep. Christopher Nolan got the hardware.
That's it. It's a wrap. In the rafters. Now it's a...
That's his eighth nomination?
Now it's a where does he finish of, like, directors all time.
Oh, Nolan's already in top five.
You think he's up there with, like, the Spielbergs and the Scorseses and all of them?
Oh, yeah, it's gotta be.
It's crazy that he... Gosh.
I mean,
he's
I think
been
so.
He's making movies for, like in the Hollywood system for, like, 20 years.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, Universal Studios in the next bit, they're coming for everything.
Oh, I agree.
They're giving Spielberg those new deals. They're working with Blumhouse. They're working with Jordan Peele. If you had made as many good movies as Christopher Nolan, as many beloved movies as Christopher Nolan had, are you still really wanting that Oscar, or do you think you would die happy if you knew that, like, everyone loved your movies?
It's not about the Oscar. It's about making the next film. It's always about the movie. That's what it's about. Here's the thing. If Till Death was to somehow get nominated, the nomination is the win enough. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're in the filmmaking business for the awards, then you're in the wrong business. Can't do it for the money. Can't do it for the awards. You do it because I love what Dune director has been saying. I made the movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
You make the movie for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I
Look
love
how pumped is a
nice good
is.
Speech.
Awesome.
I love hearing Chris Nolan talk about movies because it's clear that he just likes movies. You know that Colbert interview where he's talking about how much he loves the Fast and
Furious? Yeah, I saw
yeah,
that. I was like,
yeah,
you're
that's
kidding.
A guilty pleasure.
He's like, you got to start with Tokyo Drift and then go from there. It's like,
yeah,
this guy who has.
Well, I was going to say, why are they playing the Pirates theme?
All right, I'm getting us a nice little pause. All right, we're back for Best Actress. Sandra Hüller. Who is this again? Sally Field?
Oh.
The star of 80 for Brady?
Is it really?
Yeah, she's an 80. It's honestly pretty fun. You should watch it.
I don't know what you're telling me.
Yeah, I liked it.
It is an unforgettable and endearing character.
All right. You know what? I was going back and forth. I'm locking in with Lily.
It's gotta be.
I'm locking in.
Lily.
And honestly, if you're Emma Stone and you win tonight, I would be a little uncomfortable being up there.
Yeah.
And it's not uncomfortable, but it's like, oh, wow. She looks so different.
She looked different ever since I saw her in No Hard Feelings. I was like, you look very different.
Yeah, I think she's just in her early 30s.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, we've seen
still,
her.
Still a lovely person.
We've seen her grow from Katniss Everdeen to now this.
Yeah. She's funny in No Hard Feelings. I like that.
Yeah, Jennifer
movie.
Lawrence yeah, actually should be right. In more comedy.
I didn't love it.
She does. Oh, I forgot about this movie. I'm like, who's the last one? For Niamh? She's cute in it. All right, TC. You ready to block us out? We'll see you at the end. Okay. Are you also locking in with Lily?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did she win for?
Monster. It's been like 20 years since she won.
Oh, yeah, duh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I saw they did like a little ad for The Rocketeer. Never seen The Rocketeer. Have you seen The Rocketeer?
Uh-uh.
Oh, shit. Oh, gosh. I'm like, who else is this for? Carey Mulligan? Eh. She's good in it. She's good in it. Yeah. She carries most movies she's in, if we're being honest.
Well, I wouldn't be able to be jam packed in that room.
What you got?
Lily Gladstone.
Oh! Oh no!
Emma Stone. Oh. Emma Stone.
Oh no!
Yeah. Man, I want a Lily.
Oh my gosh, dude, you could see her face. You could see she was like, oh no. Oh no. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Is that that's our second one, isn't it?
Yep.
Good thing her dress broke, because that did kind of give her a good excuse of like, man, we gotta go back and watch the
her win.
Yeah, and watch them announce her and just be like, ooh.
Yeah.
My husband, Dave, I love you so much. And most importantly, my daughter, who's going to be 3 in 3 days, and has turned our lives technicolor. I love you bigger than the whole sky. I love
can't have her daughter watch the movie, that's for sure.
Yeah, we definitely hope that doesn't happen.
Mom won this award. When you're older, you can see why.
Know why? It's just kind of like, cool, she did it, but
yeah.
Wow. How we feeling? How we feeling about that win?
Nice. Are we done?
Best picture.
True Social. I think it's his social media.
Oh, his little thing that he locked. Weird.
All right, we're going into the final stretch. Last, I like that it's earlier. I like it's an earlier show. Oh, Al Pacino. Yeah, right. I was kind of hoping it was going to be Francis Ford Coppola with a trailer for Megalopolis.
That would have been sick.
That movie's going to be nuts when it comes out.
Funded it himself.
And absolutely no one is going to go see it. I shouldn't say that. I hope everyone goes to see it. Oh, what a cute guy. Legend. All right. Okay, TC, we're going blind. See you after.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah,
Oppenheimer.
It's Oppenheimer.
Okay. Here we go.
Game. It's Oppenheimer.
It's Oppentime. And I have to go to the
and best picture, Oppenheimer. Oh, that
strange way to announce. I was like, what?
What? Oh man, Al Pacino butchered that.
That was one of the worst announcements for Best Picture.
Oh my
ever.
Gosh, that was rough. That was rough. Why did Al Pacino? Oh, Al Pacino did not deliver that very well.
Gosh, dang! You couldn't even give him like a little practice one.
Oh, Al Pacino, that was rough. Babe, Oppenheimer won Best Picture.
Good for Nolan. And does hair grow back that fast? I'm just looking at a Florence Pugh, and I'm like, I remember seeing her for the thing, and she was like, wasn't she like technically like really short hair bald?
Yeah.
Almost like when she was doing the press release, and now she's,
Wow. Florence Pugh.
Beautiful.
Is David Krumholtz up there? I hope he is.
Let me tell you, Dune, when he was like, yo, I'm going to choose Florence Pugh. I mean, I like Zendaya, but I think it was a smart choice.
I'm not going to say he made a bad choice, but honestly, I would be, you know what?
They're both great.
I don't want either of them. I'm a lucky guy, and Becky is the best one in the world. Isn't that right, baby? That being said, which one would you pick? Florence or Zendaya? All right.
A pink fold.
This is so cute. Chris is just letting her cook right now. Wow. Okay, so I think they won eight. Oppenheimer won eight awards.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Cinematography, editing, supporting, so actor, director,
score,
picture. So seven? Seven?
Thank you.
Okay. Also, have you noticed, I think someone's going to have a big talking to the sound guy.
Oh, because the music cue there, or what sound?
No, the sound from the microphone just feels like it's peaking a ton. Maybe it always does. I don't know. Universal, big year, man. Oppenheimer, Mario, Fast X.
About Warner Bros. Wish I had known.
Now they got Denis, though.
True.
But, I mean, Denis probably going to be up there next year for this exact same thing.
True.
I know it's early, but be up there for something.
I hope Denis and Dune Part 2 just take the Oscars, but it probably won't.
Personally, I don't think it will.
Dude, do you
think there's just going to be a lot of...
Is it going to be Francis Ford Coppola? Do you think Megalopolis might be that good?
When does it come out?
December.
It's a prime time.
There's
going
to be some hidden releases.
I want to believe in it.
Yeah.
I have a lot... Here's the thing. I'm being very optimistic about Furiosa. I'm being very optimistic about Kevin Costner's.
Yep, Horizon.
Nosferatu and... I hope those are all. I'd love to see him next year at this. So.
Mm-hmm. I think this could be a sneaky year.
Sneaky, I think this year will be a great year. I know there was worry that it wasn't, and I right now I'm very excited. I mean, we don't have the Barbie Oppenheimer, but like,
I mean, what's the statistic of how many movies have won Best Picture that came out like in March or April? You know what I mean?
It used to be really low, but I feel like it's. Like last year,
Everything Ever All At Once came out
in March.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like mid-March. Yeah. It was like right around now was when it came out.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or was it last year, 2 years ago, I guess?
That's it. That's a wrap.
Okay, that is a wrap. TC, what kind of thoughts do you have? Any opinions on tonight? Anything like that?
You know, I think, you know, the winners were deserving. I wanted Lily Gladstone to win Best Actress.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everything else was fairly like predictable. But even though Emma Stone winning is, it does make sense. I mean, from what I've heard from Poor Things, she carried the movie. Yeah. So other than that, some of the bits were good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was
the dog. I'm going to go watch Anatomy of a Fall now because of the dog.
Running joke where they hate each other. Yeah.
But love it. Let's do March Movie Madness.
March Movie Madness release next week.
Next Sunday. Freddy. Sunday.
That was fun. That was a good show. Great show. The best one in years.
Really?
Really great show.
And it ends before 9 p.m.
John Mulaney. We need you hosting next year. Absolutely.
Oh, John Mulaney would be great.
Mm-hmm. He's funny. All right, TC.
Okay.
Love your app. I love you.
We'll see
Jake, thanks for being on.
Jake, honorary guest for Oscars night. Everybody, just stay sweet.
Sweet.
All right.